This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Start right off the bat, and the Cavaliers come down and hit an easy two-pointer to take the early lead. We're just underway here, and it's 2-0 lead for the Cavaliers. As Litchfield brings the ball down, it'll be knocked out of bounds by the Cavvies, and it'll still be Litchfield ball. We're still trying to check, see who made that first basket for the Cavaliers. We'll find out and get that back to you. They get a steal, and they'll bring it back the other way. Jill Staten with the ball. Staten swings it over on the corner to Stewart. Stewart now drives, stops and pops from 10. It's up and off the rim, no good. Litchfield comes away with the rebound as Becky Painter brings it up the court. She'll give it off to Carson Jackson. Jackson giving the ball off to Sinyon. Sinyon going to drive the left side of the lane. Thought about passing it across the lane. Now she does. And it eludes the receiver, goes out of bounds. Turnover number one on LHS. So the Cavaliers with a 2-0 lead bring the ball down and set up against the man-to-man defense of the Purple Panthers. Reverse layup up and no good, as that was Gracie Reels trying to go underneath the basket. Couldn't get the shot to drop, and the Purple Panthers will come back the other way. They'll go inside to the big gal, Kara Pence, and Kara powers her way to the basket for her first 2 points of the game. Ties this one up at 2-2 with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Stewart with the ball. She'll now pass over on a drive. It'll be Gracie Reels. Reels goes to the basket, and she's fouled as she heads down the lane. The foul will go on Carly Bowden. Bowden will pick up her first, and it'll be inbounded by the Cavvies. They'll get the ball in to Staten, and I thought that one went off a Purple Panther foot, but they say no. Jill kind of thought the same way I did. But in any event, it'll go down as a turnover on the Cavaliers, and Litchfield brings the ball back, tied 2-2. Out front, Carson Jackson with the ball. They'll try to go inside. The pass is deflected, goes out of bounds. Jill Staten with some good defense there in the low post area. Litchfield will inbound under their own basket as they'll get it in to Painter. Painter now swings around, shots up and no good, fighting for the rebound. It's still loose, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Painter gains control. She'll get it off to Sinyon. Emily working the dribble. Now she has to pick it up to protect the ball. So she'll give it off to Carson Jackson. Jackson looking to go back up top to Painter. Painter down the lane, a little running one-hander, no good. Staten comes up with a rebound, and the Cavvies head back the other way. 3 minutes into this one, we hit the five-minute mark, tied 2-2. Cavvies going to go inside as Sarah Deneve has her shot deflected, and the Purple Panthers will come up with it. Carson Jackson with the ball, gives it over on the left wing to Emily Sinyon. Sinyon tries to pass it to Painter, and it's going to be stolen away. Gracie Reels going to go coast to coast, and she'll get the layup to drop. Gracie Reels with the bucket. Makes it 4-2 in favor of the Cavaliers. Back on the Purple Panthers, got a post person open. They'll get it to her. She'll kick back out to the other side. Shots up and short. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by CHS. First substitution of the game. We'll have Elise Baker coming into the ballgame. She'll replace Aaron Seal. Baker in the lineup. Coach Darren Deneve. Up top, it'll go to Kara Pence. Pence going to hand it to Carson Jackson, who'll try to get the offense set up. Good, tight defense there by Jill Staten. She picks her pocket. Now Jill's going to go coast to coast. Stop, pop, it's good. Give Staten the steal, give Staten the bucket. Give the Cavaliers a 6-2 lead. Second turnover of the game on Litchfield. And back the other way, Painter's going to fire a three. It rolls around, won't go down. Coming up with the rebound, however, is Carly Bowden. So Litchfield will maintain possession at the 3:45 mark. And it goes to Bowden at the high post. She'll swing it over to Sinyon. inside the three-point line. Her shot won't go. Painter gets a long rebound. Her shot won't go. Gracie reels now, reels it in for the Cavaliers. Gracie will bring it down on the dribble to the right side. Now a nice bounce pass inside as she found Elise Baker wide open, and Baker gets the two. And right now it's an 8-2 Cavalier lead. And of course, so Litchfield coach says, I need a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker, setting up here on the top row. The Carlinville Lady Cavaliers have jumped out to a good start in the first 4.5 minutes. They have gotten an 8-2 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Following the timeout, it will be Litchfield ball. Litchfield coming off a win Saturday night against Springfield Lutheran 47-30. The Carlinville Cavaliers coming off a win Tuesday night 44-38 against Triad. So both teams coming off wins in their previous game. Inbounds pass is not stolen, but the first pass back is, and Gracie Reels is there to not only make the steal, but make the bucket, and makes it 10-2. Litchfield having trouble with the Cavs defense, and once again, another takeaway. This time, Aaron Seal steals the ball. Now they'll go down, set it up inside, and kick it back out for Seal for three, and Aaron gets bottom of the net. Give her three, give the Cavs a 13-2 lead. Staten deflects the ball. Reels steals it back again. Down go the Cavs inside. It's up, and it's good, as that one will go to Deneve, getting her first bucket of the night, making it 15-2. Another turnover. That is the fifth turnover against Litchfield. Gives the ball back to the Cavaliers. Substitution as Stewart comes back in, and Staten gets a well-deserved rest. Stewart will bring the ball down on the dribble. Now she'll swing it over on the wing, giving it to Reels. Reels dribbles up top, gives it off to Seal. Seal sets between the circles, getting an offense set that's at 1-4 low. She'll get a pick from Stewart, picks up her dribble, however, dishes it over to Reels. Gracie gives it back up top to Stewart. Stewart on the move, goes into the lane, gives it off to Deneve. Deneve to the basket, off the glass. This time it will not go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be the Purple Panthers who come up with it. 15-2 is the Cavy lead as we head to the final 2 minutes of the first quarter. Painter with the ball out between the circles, gives it off on the wing to Sinyon. Sinyon looking to hit the post, and instead it'll be a turnover as Baker comes up with a steal. Back the other way to Sturt, and he gets in to the lane and up to the basket. Corin Sturt comes up with a basket, making it 17-2 with 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Carly Bowden with the ball up top. She'll swing it over on the wing to Maddie Diamond. As Diamond sends it inside, foul going to be called on the Cavaliers. As Emily Sinyon attempted the shot, Corin Stewart draw the foul. Sinyon to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, comes up short. Haley Wills into the lineup for the Cavaliers as Deneve will have a seat. Sinyon will get ready to shoot her second free throw. Sinyon going to eye it, going to try it, going to buy it. That was true, giving her one for two from the free throw line. Carson Jackson comes back into the lineup as Emily Sinyon will have a seat. 1:20 to go, first quarter, 17-3. Carlinville with the lead and the ball. Stewart over on the wing to State. Back up top to Baker. They'll reverse it around to Stewart. She'll pop a three. Nope, this won't go. She gets her own rebound on a long reject out there. Down comes the shot. Up goes the rebound. Haley Wills fighting to get a shot. She is in traffic and does not lose the ball because Stewart's able to find it and corral it and put it in. Corin Stewart was in the right place at the right time as she got the loose ball. Went right into the lane, went right up with the shot. And now a double dribble going to be called against Litchfield via their sixth turnover. They have 3 points on the board. They have six turnovers on the board. And trail here 19-3 with the final 43 seconds of the first quarter. Corin Sturt with the ball, taking her time, dribbling. Now she'll swing it over to Aaron Seal on the left wing. Back it goes to Staten inside. Up top it'll go and reverse back to Sturt. Sturt drives the lane, little left-hand teardrop, and it's good. Corin Sturt with her third bucket of the quarter is her sixth. Gives the Cavaliers a 21-3 lead. Painter with the ball, dishes it off to a Diamond. Maddie Diamond back to Painter. Into the final 10 seconds we go. It's Carson Jackson on the dribble. Off to Diamond. It goes now to Painter with three, with two, and going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers. 4 seconds away, actually 3 seconds away from the end of the quarter. Foul is going to go against Jill Staten. It'll be her first, firing up a shot. Panthers can't get that one to fall. When we come to the end of the first quarter, Carmenville with a 21-3 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Back with the second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action begins with the Litchfield Purple Panthers getting the ball. They'll inbound it and try to take it down low to Painter. It's going to be stolen away by the Cavies. Turnover number 7 on LHS. Back the other way, Stewart kicks it out to Staten. Staten says, let's slow it down and set things up. They'll go inside. Somebody forgot to guard Haley Wills, who was left wide open. She puts it off the glass and in, making it a 20-point lead for the Cavies, 23-20. Painter with the ball, dishes it off to Bowden. Bowden looking high and low. Nobody's there. Now she tries to pass across the lane. An alert Gracie Reels comes in, got a piece of it, but couldn't get control of it. Litchfield maintains possession as Painter drives to the lane. She'll work a little dribble drive weave to Kara Pence. Pence shot no good. Painter with a rebound. Her shot's no good. And finally, Haley Wills comes away with a loose ball. 1 minute into quarter number two, 23-3, Carmenville with a commanding lead. Up top it goes to Staten. Over to Reels. Reels kicks back to Stewart. Stewart now gives off to Staten. Staten, dribbling inside, gives off to Deneve, who swing pass on the baseline. Up, no good by Stewart as Litchfield comes up with the rebound. Good ball movement there by the Cavs. Just couldn't get any points that time. More often than not, though, they have been producing points each time down the floor as they lead 23-3. Emily Sinion on the drive down the right side, right side of the lane. She stopped. She'll kick it back out to Carson Jackson. Jackson gives it back to Sinion over on the free throw line, extended on the right side. Sinion holding the ball high over her head, being guarded by Staten. It's four guarding four. Now they'll try to get the ball back out top, and there is Gracie Reels, who comes up with the steal. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Litchfield. Staten and Reels come up with good combination there to make for another turnover. That'll be eight on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. 5-5-5 showing on the second quarter clock. 23-3 is the lead for the Cavaliers. Inside they'll go, looking for the shot up. It's no good, but there's Deneve with the rebound, the putback, and it's no good, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul will go against Emily Sinion. Sinion will pick up her first, second team foul against the Purple Panthers. Sarah Denis going to shoot a pair. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. 3 points in the game for Denis. She'll get another one at the 5:41 mark, making it 24-3. Sarah. Few dribbles. Now she'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, this one will come up short on front iron. Carly Bowden comes away with the rebound for the Purple Panthers. Into the corner it goes to Sinjin. She'll kick it back up top to Bowden for three. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It comes down in the hands of Sarah Deneve. Deneve with a nice lead pass to Reels. Gracie to the hole. Tried to get the shot up. It's partially blocked. It'll go out of bounds and still be maintained by the Cavaliers. Stewart will replace Staten in the Cavies lineup, and she'll be the trigger man underneath her own basket. Setting a screen is Elise Baker for Deneve. Deneve kicks it back out to Stewart. She'll stop and pop from 10. No good. There's Deneve there for the rebound, and Sarah puts it back in. 3 in the quarter, 5 in the game for Sarah Deneve. 26-3 is the Cavies lead as we hit the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Back door's open on the alley-oop pass. However, she can't get a shot off. So Carson Jackson will reverse it and send it back out top. She'll give it to Maddie Diamond, who's now playing the point guard position. Diamond passes over on the wing to Sinyon. Sinyon tried to pass it back up top, but it's going to be stolen by that quick Cavie defense. Aaron Steele. Aaron Seal with the steal. Say it slowly. Now the shot's up and no good. They're fighting for it, and it looks like the Purple Panthers are going to have the ball as Kara Pence pulled it down. Somebody got hold of her hand, and I think it was Sarah Deneve who picked up the foul. On Sarah, that'll be her first. Cavies third. Litchfield will inbound, and the Cavies will put on full court pressure with 4:33 to go here in the second quarter. Litchfield having all sorts of troubles handling that pressure defense of the Cavaliers. Once again, a poke check by Aaron Seal. She'll knock that out of bounds. Litchfield frustrated and going to have to set the offense again. They'll inbound from in front of the scorer's bench and get it down in the corner to Carson Jackson. Shots up and no good from the three-point land. And now, Jill Staten is wearing a mask because of an injury. Took one to the face. Right now, she's taking inventory to make sure she's okay. The official's going to check on her. Say, give her a moment here to see. She says, I'm okay. Mr. Lang says, if you're sure, young lady, we'll continue. She's trying to smile. She'll be ready to go. Jill takes the inbounds pass from Aaron Seal and brings the ball up on a dribble. We're headed to the halfway mark of the second quarter. 26-3, Carlinville has this one well in hand. Inside they'll go as Deneve's pass is deflected. She gets her own pass, kicks it back out to Stewart, who gets bottom of the net on a three. Gives her 9 points, makes it 29-3. Painter now will kick it over on the wing to Diamond. Maddie sends it back up top to Carson Jackson. Over to the left side it'll go, and into the corner to Sinyon now. Sinyon tries to pass it back out top to Diamond. Now over to Painter. Painter back up top to Jackson. Jackson headed into the lane. It looks like going to be a foul called against the Cavaliers. They'll call this one on Aaron Seal. It'll be Aaron's first. It'll be a common foul, not a shooting foul. So Litchfield will inbound under their own basket with 3:35 to go here in the second quarter. 29-3 is the Cavalier lead. Inbounds pass comes into Painter. Painter gives it off to Pence. Pence between the circles. Going to give it up to Maddie Diamond, who will set the offense and go over on the wing to Carson Jackson. Pass inside is deflected and stolen by the Cavaliers. That's been a recurring thing here in the first half. Shots up on the other side. By Gracie Reels, it will not go. Painter comes up with a rebound as we head to the three-minute mark. Painter driving down the lane. Now she'll kick it out to Sinyon. Sinyon back up top to Jackson. Jackson between the circles goes over on the right wing to Sinyon. Sinyon goes inside. Oh, nice pass into the postman, Kara Pence. And Pence puts it off the glass for her second bucket. She has 4. The Purple Panthers have 5. Cavaliers working the ball inside. Now shots up short. Comes off of the hands of Elise Baker. And as they're fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Cavaliers. So with 2:41 to go till halftime, the Cavaliers leading 29-5. We'll go back and set up their defense. Not going with the full court pressure this time down the floor, but setting in some tough man-to-man defense. Inside, they'll go to Carly Bowden. Bowden can't get anything to work inside, so she'll kick it back out top. Goes to Maddie Diamond. Diamond gives it off to Jackson. Carson between the circles, looking to see somebody flies to the post. That would be Becky Painter. Now, back door, it goes up and in by Carson Jackson. Give Painter good assist on that one as the back door was open, and she went through. Carson Jackson with her first two makes it 29-7. Back the other way, Wills with a shot. She has it rejected. Back quickly go the Purple Panthers a little too quickly. Out of control, the shot goes off the backboard. Now back the other way. Sturt leading ahead for Wills. Wills goes to the hole. Now she'll go to the floor as she was bumped hard. Well, balance on the shot. To the free throw line goes Haley Wills. Foul's going to be called on Maddie Diamond. On Diamond, that'll be her first, and it'll be the fourth team foul on the Purple Panthers. Haley Wills to shoot two. First one's up. That's good. Hit the back iron, bounced high, came down true. She'll get another one as Bowden will have a seat and Kara Pence will re-enter the lineup. Deneve back in the lineup for the Cavaliers. Second free throw's up. And it's no good. So Wills makes one out of two, making it 30-7. Painter with the ball, looking inside, pass deflected, going to be stolen now by Deneve, and the Cavaliers going to go the other way. Reels trying to catch up with the pass. She does before it goes out of bounds, and then as she tries to run the little button hook with a dribble, her foot stepped on the line. The Cavaliers turn it over for only the second time tonight. Stewart replaces Wills in the Cavalier lineup with 1:29 to go till halftime. 30-7 is the Cavalier lead as they once again put on that full court pressure. Inbounds pass comes in to Painter. Painter gives it up to Jackson. Jackson drives the lane. She loses control, kicks it out on the wing. And the shot is up by Pence. It won't go. Cavies get the rebound. They'll go back quickly. Gracie reels across the backboard. No. As she went through the lane and went from left to right, could not get the shot to drop. We head to the one-minute mark. Cavies have a 30-7 lead. The Purple Panthers have the ball. Jackson gives it off to Pence. Pence looking for somebody inside as she finds Carson Jackson wide open. Jackson picks up her second bucket of the night. Give her 4 points. Makes it 30-9 as we enter the final minute of the second quarter. Stewart with the ball off to State. State brings it on a dribble. Now she'll toss it over to Aaron Seal. They're going to hold the ball and be a little bit more patient here with 35 seconds to go, leading 30-9. Seal on the dribble. Now she'll pick the dribble up and give it off to State. Staten with a couple dribbles goes over from right to left. Now she'll kick it back over to Stewart. Stewart pulls up and goes back towards the midcourt line as they're stretching things out, pulling the defense out. Now to the high post it goes to Deneve. She'll kick it back out to the guards as we head down to the 10-second mark. Now they'll get ready to set an offensive play up for the end of the first half. Into the corner it goes to Seal. Painter had her shot blocked, so therefore she'll kick it back outside. And Staten will drive the lane, and as Staten goes to the basket, she's going to get hacked in the act. Foul's going to go against Carson Jackson. That'll be her first to the free throw line, Jill Staten, to shoot two. She'll take a couple three dribbles. Now she'll eye it. Now she'll try it. Now she'll buy it. Give Jill 3 points. And she'll get one more. She adjusts the waist strap of her pants. Now she eyes the second, tries the second one. Back iron, no good. Purple Panthers come away with the rebound, but they can't do anything with it. The first half horn sounds, and it's 31-9. The Carlinville Cavaliers with the commanding lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. 31-9, Cavies. Back after these messages on WFMI. Yes. Third quarter action about to get underway. I'm Gary Boker, sitting up here on the top row, getting ready for third quarter action as the Cavaliers with a 31-9 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. As the Cavies, leading 31-9, will get the ball first to start the third quarter. They will be going from right to left, decked out in their white uniforms with the blue numerals on the red and blue trim. Over on the wing, it'll go to Seal, who give it off to Stewart. Stewart on a dribble drive comes up top. Now she'll swing the ball off to State. Staten looking inside, tries to force the pass, and it'll go down as turnover number three on CHS. Painter brings the ball back the other way, gives it off to Sinyon in the left wing. Back up top, it goes to Carson Jackson. Jackson now hits the high post, Carly Boston. Boston now going to give the ball up to Pence. Pence takes a couple dribbles, loses control of the ball. It's going to be stolen by the Cavaliers. Down quickly they'll go, and the shot's up, and no good. As that time, Gracie Reels went going to the floor hard after missing that shot. They'll go back the other way and try to pick the ball inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Purple Panther ball, and it looks like that Reels is still trying to check to make sure she can take inventory and all the parts are working fine. She gets ready to play some defense. She looks like she's none the worse for the wear. Ready to get all over Becky Painter as she will dish it off to Kara Pence. Now a three-point shot from the corner by Emily Sinyon gets bottom of the net. Her first tray of the night, first tray of the game for the Panthers. Draws them to within 31-12. Back the other way, the Cavaliers going to be patient and work the ball around the perimeter. Now they'll drive inside, getting the ball off to Deneve. Deneve passes it out on the baseline. Stewart gets it, a one-hand pass, is deflected and then stolen. So the Cavs have come down the floor and had a couple of early turnovers here in the third quarter, giving the Purple Panthers a little bit of life. They still trail 31-12. As Bowden almost has her pocket pick, she's able to get it out to Kara Pence. Now to Painter over on the wing, looking for cutters going through. Nobody, it's open. So she'll pass it back up top to Pence. Over to Bowden it goes. Now back to Carson Jackson. Jackson on a dribble drive going over from right to left. She'll dish it off to Pence at the high post. Pence trying to pass it across. It's going to be stolen by Aaron Seals. She'll go coast to coast. She'll get the layup to drop. 2 points for Seal gives her five, gives the Cavs a 33-12 lead. Jackson picks up her dribble between the circles, then gives it off to Painter over on the left side. Painter watching Bowden cut through the lane, can't get the ball to her, so she'll swing it around and reverse it. It goes to Sinyon. Sinyon's going to drive the lane, and now she'll kick it back out, and she'll dish it out to Kara Pence. Pence goes back inside to Sinyon. Sinyon goes across the lane, trying to get the ball to Bowden. Her shot won't go. Gets her own rebound. It won't go a second time, and she puts her hands to the sky like, what can I do? I'm doing all I can to get the shot to drop. It just won't go. Reels on the dribble. Goes to Deneve at the free throw line. Over on the wing, she'll give it to Seal. She'll pop for three. Bottom of the net. Aaron Seal picks up her second tray of the day. Makes it 36-12. Cavs with a 24-point lead. Litchfield bringing the ball back the other way with 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. They'll try a three. It rolls off the iron, as that was Emily Sinyon. Couldn't quite find the range at the head of the key. Carbonville comes back, sends it to Nadeve, out to Reels for three. Off the iron, no good. Going to be a reach-over foul called against the Cavs as Aaron Seal is the guilty party. She'll pick up her second first-team foul on the Cavs in the second half. Wills is going to replace Deneve in the lineup. And Elise Baker will replace Staten. As Litchfield will inbound. Inside 4:20 we go. Third quarter, 36-12. Cavs with a 24-point lead. He'll give and go. It's blocked off there. As doing a good job defensively was Corin Stewart. So the Purple Panthers will reverse the ball the other way, and now Stewart's going to get called for a blocking foul. She was just a little too aggressive that time. She'll pick up her second as Staten will come back into the lineup, and Seal will have a seat. Aaron's out. Jill's in. Halfway through quarter number three, 36-12. Cavaliers with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Kara Pence drops it off to Carson Jackson. Jackson swings it over on the wing to Painter. Inside they'll go up and good. Kara Pence with a nice power move to the basket. Gets the shot to drop, giving her 6 points. Makes it 36-14. Cavies coming the other way. Staten over on the wing. She's going to dribble in and then kick the ball out to Reels. Gracie will give the ball back to Staten. Staten goes to the baseline. She's stopped there. She'll give it off to Sturt. Sturt will swing it back around to Reels for three. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Elise Baker keeps it in the hands of the Cavaliers. Now a foul going to be called against the Purple Panthers. This will go against Emily Sinyon, and that'll be her second. And the Cavaliers will inbound. Shots up and no good. They're going to say that's her third foul. Staten with a shot at the head of the key off the iron. Reels with a rebound. Her putback will not go, but she'll go to the free throw line as Becky Painter is going to be called for the foul. Painter is going to pick up her first, second team foul on the Purple Panthers as Reels will shoot two. She'll eye the first, try the first. Nope, can't buy the first. It rattles around and then kicks out. Gracie setting on 4 points for the night. She'll get a second one as she'll eye it again. After a couple of three dribbles, now she'll try it again, and this time she'll buy it as she picks up her fifth point of the night, makes it 37-14. Cavaliers with the commanding lead. We hit the three-minute mark of quarter number three. Jackson on the dribble gives it off to Painter. Painter comes out between the circles, setting up a 1-4 offense. Now she'll pick her dribble up and give it off to Sinyon. Sinyon with a couple dribbles to the basket, and then she'll kick the ball back out to Bowden. Bowden gets the ball back to Sinyon. Sinyon now off to Painter. Painter's got the left side of the lane open, but she gets her pocket picked as Aaron Seals stops, pops from the elbow. Oh, will not go. Off of the rebound goes Kara Pence, and the Purple Panthers will come back. 2-3-4 on the third quarter clock. 37-14 is the Cavy lead. Litchfield will get the ball to Sinyon at the elbow. She'll kick it back up top, and they'll reverse the ball around to Kara Pence. Pence looking at a double post. She'll have a reach in on Haley Wills, and Wills is going to be called for the foul, I do believe. Yes, Wills will pick up her first. On the Cavaliers, that will be their third here in the second half. As the Purple Panthers will inbound, they'll get it in to Carson Jackson. Jackson with a nice lead pass to Kara Pence, and Pence puts it off the glass and in for Kara, her fourth point of the quarter, her eighth point of the game. As we hit the two-minute mark, it's 37-16. Cavy still leading by 21. Going into the lane is Staten. As she loses control of the ball, it goes out of bounds. Turnover number five on CHS. Wills will come out as Deneve will come in for the Lady Cavaliers of Coach Darren Deneve. Come into tonight's action with a 6-2 record, 1-0 in conference play. Looks like right now, if this stands up, they'll be picking their second victory of the season in the conference. Deneve with a nice deflection there, and coming down with the ball is Stewart, has another turnover against the Purple Panthers. Deneve at the free throw line on the side, left side there, mid free throw range. She can't decide whether to shoot or not. She'll kick it back up top. Stewart can't decide which way she wants to go with the dribble, and she'll travel. Turnover number six, fourth turnover of the third quarter for the Cavaliers. As the Purple Panthers will get the ball in the Maddie Diamond. Diamond's going to drive down the right side. She's being guarded there by Aaron Seale. She'll give it up to Carson Jackson. Jackson gives the ball over on the wing to Diamond. Diamond to Sinyon for three. Bottom of the net. Emily Sinyon with her second three of the quarter. Gives her 7 points on the game. Makes it 37-19. Purple Panthers showing the ability to come back a little bit anyway. Now it's Staten going down the lane. She just threaded the needle, went right through the defense of the Purple Panthers, but she can't get the shot to drop. Now fighting for the loose ball, it's going to be Staten who comes up with it. And as she tries to put it up off the glass, she's going to be fouled on the play. They'll call it on Sinyon, and that will be fourth foul on Emily, sending Jill Staten to the line to shoot two. First one's up, and the first one's good. Sinyon with those four fouls is going to have a C. This Painter will replace her in the Purple Panther lineup. Staten will get ready for her second free throw. Spins that ball, couple three dribbles. Now she'll eye it, now she'll try it, now she'll buy it. 2.25, 5 in the game for Staten. Makes it 39-19, back to a 20-point lead for the Cavaliers. Now a little bit of a push got away with it that time, and it was Maddie Diamond who couldn't handle the ball as it went on out of bounds. Coach Carso, I think he's having a few words with the referee about don't let her get so aggressive. That should have been a foul instead of a turnover. Instead, the Cavies will get the ball. Mr. Corso, being very gentlemanly about issuing his complaint, said what he had to say, went back, sat down on the bench. 15 seconds to go. Cavies waiting for the last shot. They'll dribble around. Now they'll send double low post on each side. Deneu setting a screen. And now she'll roll off that screen and go to the basket. Nice pass there by Aaron Seal. Found Deneve wide open going to the basket as she had her defender on the shoulder. Foul going to be called. It'll go against Painter. That will be her second. And to the free throw line, Sarah Deneve, who's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. Make it 3 for 3. As that one rattled around, kissed all parts of the rim. A little hug on the backboard as well. But it finally went through. 6 points on the night for Deneve, looking for number 7. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, comes up off front iron. Coming away with the rebound is Carly Bowden. Long pass ahead. Shots up on the buzzer, and it's good. Good ball movement there by the Purple Panthers, and Maddie Diamond was right there at the right spot at the right time. Put it off the glass just as the horn sound. We have completed three quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, and after three periods, it is Carlinville 40, Litchfield 21. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action begins with Litchfield in possession of the basketball, trailing 40-21. These two teams came in with winning records. Carlinville 6-2, Litchfield 7-2. Gracie reels with a steal and a bucket. For Gracie, her 7th point of the night. For the Purple Panthers, their 13th turnover of the night. As I was about to say, these two teams both with good records, but tonight has been a mismatch on the floor, to say the least, as Carlinville has had the best of the Purple Panthers, and you can say a lot of it has been because of their aggressive defense. Painter to the bucket. Her little teardrop is good from 6 feet. Now as the Cavies go to inbound the ball, they're saying a violation occurred. I don't know if it's stepping over the line. In any event, Litchfield will get the ball back. Only the 7th turnover of the game on the Cavaliers. 13 for Litchfield. It's evened itself up a little bit more here in the second half. 3-point attempt is up, and it's good as Kara Pence gets bottom of the net. Gives her 11 points on the night. Draws the Purple Panthers back within 16. Inside they'll go as Wills has her shot blocked, and the Purple Panthers coming away quickly as Maddie Diamond off the glass will not go, coming in from behind to get the rebounds. Jill Staten. Staten and the Cavaliers head back the other way, still leading by 16, 42-26. Sturt with a baseline jumper is no good. Coming up with the rebound is Kara Pence. Pence will dish it off to Carson Jackson. And Jackson will bring the ball down on the dribble as we hit the 6:30 mark of the fourth quarter. Over on the wing, it'll go to Sinyon. Sinyon wants to drive. She's being guarded by Reels. Will bounce pass, kick it back up top. Three-point attempt up, no good. Wills comes away with the rebound, and she's going to be tied up by Sinyon. Jump ball will favor Carlinville, I do believe. As Seal will come back into the lineup, Staten will have a seat. Deneve replaces Wills in the Cavalier lineup. We head to the 6-minute mark, 42-26. CHS with the lead. Deneve on the high post gets the ball, kicks it back out top to Seal. Aaron gives it back to Deneve. Over on the wing it goes to Sturt. She'll drive the baseline, then a one-hand pass to the inside to Deneve. Her shot won't go, but there on the rebound is Elise Baker. with a nice putback for her fourth point of the night. Baker working the backside rebound, got the ball, went up quickly, got the easy score. 44-26, 18-point lead for CHS. Back the other way, it is Emily Sinyon, who drives the left side, puts it up off the glass with the left hand, give her 9 points on the night, as she's the leading scorer she's the second leading scorer for Litchfield, as Pence has 11. Three-point shot up deep in the corner by Seal. Will not go. It caught iron, but that was about it. Now Steele gives the ball back to the Cavaliers. They'll go inside, and the shot is going to be blocked for Elise Baker, and the Purple Panthers will come away with it. Carson Jackson on the dribble. Hit the five-minute mark, 44-28, 16-point lead for CHS over LHS. In the corner, Maddie Diamond gives the ball up. She'll go inside to Kara Pence. Pence has the ball go off of her foot and out of bounds. 15th turnover of the night on the Purple Panthers. 4:49 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 44-28 is the score. As the Purple Panthers generating a little bit better offense in the second half. They had 9 points in the first half and 12 in the third quarter, and 7 here in the fourth quarter. Cavies are content to pull it out a little bit and spread things out a little. Now they'll give it off to Gracie Reels. Reels going to try to drive. She has the ball stripped, but regains control. Back over to Stewart. Stewart takes a shot, but before she does, Coach Denise says he wants a timeout. He'll take a full timeout with 4:22 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Cavies lead 44-28. We'll take a break as well. Be back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio, doing an outstanding job as usual. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row. We have 4:22 to go here in the fourth quarter of this girls' South Central Conference action between the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers and the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Carlinville will inbound with the 4:15 to go, and they'll spread things out and run cutters through. Taking their time to Deneve in the middle. They'll keep it up, spread out. They're running cutters through and just keeping the ball on the perimeter. Now Aaron Seal says, enough of that. Let's take a three. It won't go, but Deneve says, thank you very much. Sarah's right there for the putback. Give her the offensive rebound. Give her the putback. Give her 8 points. Make it 46-28. 18-point lead for the Cavies. 3-3-3 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Sinyon driving baseline, has the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Jill Staten and the Lady Cavaliers. So it'll remain Litchfield ball with 3:27 to go. They'll inbounds to Painter. Up top, it'll go to Pence. Pence thought about a three and then decides to give it off to Sinyon. Sinyon, being guarded there by Seal, goes to the hole, and it's good. Emily Sinyon is in double figures, as she has 11. Pence has 11. But the Cavaliers have 46, and they lead by 16 as the Purple Panthers are running out of time here. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They still trail by 16 points. Staten on the dribble gives off to Reels. Reels kicks it back up top to Seal. Heron gives off to Deneve. And Sarah takes the ball over on the wing, gives it off to Stewart. Stewart now going to drive across the lane. Had a shot? No. She decided to pass off to Deneve. Ball's loose. Jump ball. Going to be Cavaliers ball. As Maddie Diamond will replace Carly Bowden in the Litchfield lineup. 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 46-30. Cavies to inbound. Staten looking, cannot get it in. It's a 5-second count. It'll be turnover number 8 on the Cavaliers. Their sixth of the second half. With 2:30 to go and trailing by 16, Litchfield will bring the ball down. Painter will look to get it inside to Pence. Pence going to dish it off to Sinyon. Sinyon wants to drive the left side of the lane. Going to be a reach-in foul called against the Cavaliers. I believe this will go against Corinne Stewart. That will be her third, I do believe. And it will be the fourth team foul, so Litchfield will inbound with 2:26 to go, trailing by 16. It comes in to Maddie Diamond. Diamond on the dribble gives it up to Painter. Painter wants to drive in the lane. She faces a double team, has her pass deflected. Oop, and as she went driving around, Diamond stepped on the midcourt line for turnover number 16. We have a Cavalier down as it looks like it's Gracie Reels. She's in some bad pain here. Looks like she's holding her nose like maybe she took a blow to the face. 2:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. We have a stoppage of play for the injury. Carlinville leading 46-30. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. We're glad to report that Gracie Reels walked off the floor under her own steam. It's not to say she isn't still in some pain, but she's quite the trooper. She'll take a seat, and the Cavvies will bring the ball in as Elise Baker is entered the lineup. It's Baker and Deneve in there. Driving to the basket is Staten. Her shot won't fall, and the Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Maddie Diamond going the other way is going to be fouled as she heads to the basket. She'll shoot two as the foul is going to be called on Aaron Seal. On Aaron, that will be her third. To the free throw line, Maddie Diamond to shoot a couple. She has 2 points on the night. Still sitting on two as that first free throw will not go. She'll get one more here at the 1:56 mark. She'll take that ball, one dribble, eyes it, tries it. Nope, can't buy it. Comes up short. And the Cavvies come away with the rebound. Aaron Seal, almost across midcourt line before she passed it back to Staten. But no call there. And Staten is going to bring it over on a dribble. She'll weave to the left, then weave to the right. Now she'll go down the lane, tried the bounce pass. Intended for Elise Baker, goes out of bounds, turnover number 9 on CHS. And so with 100 seconds to go, trailing by 16, the Purple Panthers will bring the ball down the floor. They're heading south here in the second half. Off it goes to Jackson. Carson looks inside, finds Painter. Painter works into the lane. Now she'll kick it back out to Sinyon. She'll fire a three. Bottom of the net. Emily Sinyon has caught fire from the three-point line here in the second half as she has three threes in the second half. And back the other way, the Cavaliers missed a shot. That was Stewart. Rebound comes away to Jackson. Jackson going down the left side. She'll kick it out to Sinyon for another three. This one comes up short. Painter, however, gets the rebound. She'll try to put it back up. It won't go. She'll get another try. The shot is deflected. It'll still be Litchfield ball as they have drawn to within 13, but I think they're running out of time. 55 seconds to go as Litchfield will inbound. Sinyon will be the trigger person. She'll give it off to Painter. Painter loses the handle. Here goes Staten the other way. Staten has her shot deflected. Out of bounds it goes. Hustling defense by Maddie Diamond will keep Staten from getting the two. Carlinville will, however, inbound under their own basket with 48 seconds to go, leading by 13. Inbounds it comes to Baker. Baker to Deneve. Deneve on the dribble out between the circles. Gives the ball off to Staten. Staten had the ball catch on her hip a little bit as she was trying to drive to the lane. The ball was not going to the floor quickly enough. The feet were moving too fast. Turnover number 10 on CHS. Very irrelevant. However, here comes yet another steal. Aaron Seal comes down, can't get the wide open layup to go. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be off the Cavaliers. So there was probably the easiest opportunity to get to double figures for Aaron Seal tonight. She can't get the shot to drop, and now Litchfield brings the ball back. Diamond on the dribble over on the left side, kicks it up top to Jackson. Jackson holding the ball with 15 seconds to go. She'll now drive to the left side, off the glass. Shot, nope, they're going to say the shot or the foul occurred on the floor. He will not give her the 2 points. Foul is going to be called on the Staten. That will be her second. Sixth team foul. And so Litchfield will inbound. Shots up and no good. We got 3 seconds to go, and it looks like Aaron Seal says, pull it up. Let's let this one run out. They will do just that as the Cavaliers will hold on to the ball, and they will take a 46-33 victory over the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers here this evening at Carlinville High School. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting high school basketball that you've been listening to on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row as this big crowd is filing out as they've seen the home team, the Carlinville Cavaliers, the Lady Cavaliers, claim a 46-33 victory over the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers. Taking a look at the individual scoring first for Litchfield, Emily Sinion ended up with 14 points, including three threes on the night, 11 points for Kara Pence, 4 points for Carson Jackson, and 2 points each for Maddie Diamond and Becky Painter. Quarters of 3, 6, 12, and 12. The Purple Panthers were 1 for 4 from the free throw line, committing 17 turnovers in the night. They'll see their overall record drop to 7-3. They're now 1-1 in South Central Conference play. Things don't get any easier for the Lady Purple Panthers. Their next game is an encounter with Marquette Catholic Explorers at Litchfield Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. For the victorious Carlinville Cavaliers, they were led in scoring by Corin Sturt with 9 points, 8 points for Aaron Seal, 8 points for Sarah Deneve, 7 points for Gracie Reels, 5 points for Jill Staten, 4 points for Elise Baker, and 3 points for Haley Wills. As we said, the Carlinville Cavaliers, they've been spreading the wealth all season. They did the same tonight. Quarters of 21, 10, 10, and 6. They were 7 for 12 from the free throw line tonight. Cavaliers with a victory improved their overall season record to 7-2. They're now 2-0 in South Central Conference play. Next up for the Lady Cavaliers, an encounter against Pawnee at the Terry Tote Shootout versus Cancer on Saturday at 11 a.m. over at Lincolnwood High School in Raymond. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Carlinville High School tonight. We want to take this opportunity to thank all the fine folks at Carlinville for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. Thanks to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy for producing tonight's game. One final time from Carlinville High School, our final score reads Carlinville 46, Litchfield 33. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.